This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, what's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us, we will spin the category wheel. We will spin the category wheel. Thank you, Ted.
Tournament's on, dude.
I know, man. I know the distraction. I get it.
That one's on me.
That's why I slowed down. Yes, that is on you. So we'll spin the category wheel, and then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far this year, our biggest dummy has been the lovely and talented James, who visited West Virginia and was disappointed that not a single mountain had ears. And found a way to answer 7 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Of course you can. Everyone else has. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration.
To be contestant on Big Dummy, call 206-803-ROCK. Like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to themensroom@KISW.com. Oh, but y'all, so away we go. Welcome to Season 20 and Episode Number 4,285. What a large and in charge program we have for you. Guaranteed future repeat. The head chef is back. Ted's Meat Potatoes as the Men's Room World Tour stop number 2 happens next Thursday. Opening day baseball. Down at Pioneer Tacos and Tequila. You're going to the ballpark, not only here, but around the country.
Yeah, we got some highlighted foods from every different ballpark. And then, some ballpark-related questions.
Okay. Ballpark-related questions. Okay.
Correct.
I think of hot dogs when you say ballpark, but I know you mean stadiums.
Yeah, I mean, that's a brand of hot dogs.
Yeah, ballpark Franks. Are they the ones that plump when you cook them?
They are.
All right.
When I was a kid, that was the top dog to get.
Because they plump when you cook them.
Now, do you think, obviously you were talking in the office earlier about you had a relative come into town. They went to a Mariners game and thought that the Mariners had some of the best stadium food that they've ever had.
Correct.
Now, do you think that...
I think the Mariners do.
Okay, and that's what I'm saying. I know a lot of places have stepped up their game.
Yeah, for sure.
We know for a long time. And this started in the minor leagues in a kitschier kind of way. As
correct.
Far as different types of food.
It was kind of kitschy, but it was more like state fair. Like, look, this sounds ridiculous, but you know you're going to like it. And people will go to these minor league games just to eat
it. If you've ever had a hamburger and the bun is a donut.
Yeah.
Thank you, minor league baseball.
Right, exactly. All the crazy, wacky stuff to get people to go to minor league games. But now we have just a variety of different types of food, and some of it is a little bit crazy, so to speak. But, you know, a lot of local food on the Mariners menu. If you go to Chicago, you basically know the tried and true that you can get. But I'm wondering, do they elevate that food game a little bit at different stadiums?
Every stadium now kind of has a unique offering.
I think they almost
have
to.
Some could be like a sandwich or whatever. A lot of desserts on here. But that's the conversation we're going to have, too. Like, are these baseball foods?
Okay.
Because I just feel like the food you eat at a football game might be different than the food you would eat at a baseball game.
But I feel like baseball has a more diversified menu, right? I mean, ever since childhood, definitely more diversified. But also, with baseball, you can kind of sit and eat
easier. Yeah, exactly.
You know what
there
I mean?
There is time. You're right. There's a lot of downtime.
Right. So, I mean, unless, you know, a guy hits pop fly, you're not sure if it's going to be a run or not, you know. But generally speaking, you just got to sit down.
No. And you know what, too? It doesn't matter how long the line is in a baseball game. If you're hungry and that's what you want, you feel like you have the time to get it. Yeah, you might miss a half inning, or depending on how quickly the inning goes by. But for the most part,
you don't miss much action.
Yeah, not unless you're me. If you're in the bathroom, then that's
grand slam.
That's when the roar of the crowd, the crack of the bat, and you're like, ah, man. But yeah, so
missing a big hit in baseball or a home run sucks. But man, when you miss a touchdown as you're peeing.
Yeah,
in football. Just because there's so few of them.
Yeah, I know.
Football's just shoving it down your mouth so you can continue to watch the action. You run up to the bathroom, you run back down, you get a beer as quick as you can. But baseball does give you that luxury of being able to kind of just sit down and eat what you want.
Correct. And like, you know, or there's soccer, where there's that infamous video of me years ago, games on ESPN, and I'm trying to do part of the chant, and I'm just shoving a hot dog in my mouth.
But see, they got you because it was the chant, it wasn't a score.
Correct.
You're just minding your own business. You didn't know they were going to fire up the song, but you couldn't just stand in that section and not participate, man.
That's right. It's one thing to get your phone starts vibrating, like, hey, you were on TV. And everybody's like, dude, you were just on TV hammering a hot dog.
I know that I was listening to the Daily Mix Morning Show this morning, and they were saying that they went down to T-Mobile, and they got to try
all the new foods.
I saw a lot of radio people did that.
They're coming out this year. Yeah, we were on. We didn't get an invitation.
No. Well, we didn't apply for one either.
Oh, did we have to do that?
Well, that's what I found out. And quite ironically, the person who fought tooth and nail to get the morning show, the invite, right, for the Mariners, hey, try our food before we're going to serve a thing, no longer with the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because Taryn was telling me yesterday, so what are you still doing here, man? She's like, hey, we got the thing down with the Mariners. We're going to try the food. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, how'd you do that? She goes, look, I don't know. Sarah fought tooth and nail. I'm like, oh, man. She's like, yeah. Sarah can't go.
But I tell you what, like, we were talking about chicken wings in the office earlier, okay?
I know, dude.
There's a new Itchy Wings. So it's kind of like.
Someone just said the Itchy Wings.
Itchy Wings. That's
itchy.
Right. Itchy wings.
Itchy wings.
Itchy wings.
Would you eat an itchy wing?
I just think
Welcome to Itchy's House of Wings.
If they have wings, I'm going to have a hard time not buying them. I've just never eaten wings at the ballpark before. Again, I've never eaten sushi at the ballpark before. There's tons of... a slice of pizza is one thing. I know they've got like Motto pizza down there, which is a little bit higher.
Oh, they got everybody. You can get pizza.
Miles, that's a good call. I don't know that I've ever eaten chicken wings at a ballpark, and I've eaten wings a lot of places.
What are the chicken wings that Itchy ate when he was playing? Someone says, look, those Itchy wings, those are the wings that Itchy ate when he was playing. They look good.
They're sesame teriyaki or then soy-based or something like that. But they look. The picture of them looks legit. I'm just like, man.
They make it your itchy
wings. Those look like good wings. I would buy them in a heartbeat.
I'm going to order them just because I want to say Itchy Wing. I don't know why that brings me so much joy.
Yeah.
Can I get an order of your Itchy Wing?
They got a new corn dog down there. They've got some dumplings. I think they're big dumper dumplings.
Okay.
So in honor of
Are they filled
Raleigh,
with hummus?
I'm not sure. But either way, they've got a brand new menu and some new menu items. That's coming up at 4:30 with a head chef and Ted's Meat and Potatoes. What else do we have for you? Right before that, 4:20, your chance to win tickets to see Linkin Park. That was the secret time we picked for today. 4:20. We'll give you that secret word. You text it to 206-803-ROCK as Linkin Park comes to town September 24th at Climate Pledge Arena. Again, the time is 4:20. And today is the day we play the game known as Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. We spin the category wheel. You're either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. Our biggest dummy of the year, holding steady, that would be James.
James.
It took James 8 questions to get one right. And as we do when we play Big Dummy, we like to do a little men's room poll. The last time we asked you to explain your scar, and we took 4 stories out of the news that would explain why someone had a scar.
Mm-hmm.
The first one was a woman who was kayaking in Florida, and her elbow, as she was kayaking in this lake, an alligator chomped onto it and held on and tried to pull her into the water. Now, she was bleeding. She went to the hospital. I believe that they euthanized the alligator. She was fine. Obviously not unscathed,
But she,
yeah, she was not unscathed, that's for sure.
But she was bit by an alligator.
Did they euthanize the alligator?
They did, yes. Anytime there's an interaction with a human and they get a taste of human blood, flesh, anything, they euthanize the animal.
Now, okay, I understand they do that with certain animals. My only question is, like with a gator, right? It's going to eat what is available.
Sure.
Do they think that if it, quote-unquote, gets a taste for human blood, it'll start actively hunting people? Because my argument would be, they already do. I mean, if you're in proximity, they're going to come after you anyway. But someone be like, oh, I've heard you're delicious. It's like, you are a living creature. I can get your ass.
You know, they say, you know, when guys get bitten in half by a huge great white in Australia, we're still looking for the shark.
Okay, good luck on that.
How you doing that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Somebody out there swimming, go, where are you? Hey, what's the...
And again...
What's the maneuver there? And if you find it, then what do you do?
What would you do?
Did you hire Quinn?
Yeah,
I mean, seriously.
Well, the whole point of that is, right, typically they bite you in half and don't eat you because after they bite you in half, they realize you're not delicious. So my thought would be, keep the shark out there and hope he tells his buddies, like, and those two-legged poor swimmers, don't bite, it ain't worth it.
That was another option, bit by a shark, because we had someone who was bit by a shark and did survive. Swimmers came out and basically got that shark off of him, dragged him to shore, and by the time that he got to the hospital, he was in stable condition. Mm-hmm. The scar, though, is being bit by the shark. And you got to keep in mind with this poll, the idea is you are going to go through this trauma.
Right. You don't just get the scar and then you have a scar.
I mean, like, you got it because you got bit by a shark. Whatever pain that's associated with, all of these. Next up, bit by a coyote. Where do we go for that story? Bellevue.
I think they got them both now.
Yeah, the two coyotes were having a field day there for about a week. And it seemed like they were only terrorizing humans.
Yeah.
I mean, they were targeting little kids at school stops, you know, ripping backpacks, biting little girls, attacking a woman who was sitting in her garage, one thing after another. But all these people who did get bit needed medical attention. So your other scar is you are bit by a coyote. And finally, we have the story about a man, I believe, either in Missouri... It might have been Arkansas. He was lying in bed with his girlfriend. His dog jumped up on the bed. There was a loaded gun on the bed. Somehow the dog's paw got in the trigger and shot the man in the thigh. So your fourth option, shot by a dog.
Yeah.
I mean, you have been shot.
Mm-hmm.
But when someone says, hey, man, what happened? My dog shot me.
Right after I had sex.
And you have to deal with the pain of being shot.
Sure.
So those were your four options. And as we do every week, we put the poll up. If you follow us on X at Men's Room Live, here are your results. Believe it or not, they were incredibly close this week.
There's no good pick.
As far as explaining the scar. In fourth place, 21% of you said, I'll take the coyote bite. There was a tie for second place. 23% said, I'll take being shot by a dog or bit by an alligator. And the winner... Bit by a shark at 34. That's what 34%. You said you would want to go through the trauma
just to tell the story.
By a shark.
I'm the exact opposite of this. Give me the coyote. As I'm a scar on my hand, a coyote bit me. But I don't think it's a nightmare to revisit that moment.
I am almost to the point where I'm revisiting this now and saying, shot by my dog.
That'd be my second pick.
Go through the pain of a gunshot.
Right.
I do.
In the thigh. It was in the thigh, we determined. That's where we're going to get shot the same
time. I'm just saying, you're sitting at a bar. Somebody's like, hey, bro, big scar. And you're like, yeah, got bit by a coyote. Miles like, got shot by a dog. And it's like, all right, I got bit by a goddamn shark.
I know, but I still want to hear Miles' story.
Yes, that's right.
You were just in the water.
I can explain that. It makes perfect sense.
Right. The dog.
You were in Hawaii. What? You got bit by a shark. That sucks. But you got shot by your dog? I mean, to me...
Why do you have such poor gun safety at your home?
Well, I don't anymore, because my dog shot me.
I learned my lesson.
Right.
There was no one else that could have shot me, but somehow my dog made it possible.
If you told me you had just had sex with a woman and your dog shot you, nobody would believe the dog.
Yes.
No one would believe it, but...
I still don't believe it. I'm positive that dog shot that dude. Are you guys?
Well, remember, because after he got shot, when the cops got there, the woman he was with and the gun had both left the premises.
Yeah, that seems like the up and up.
Yeah. Yeah, now that you're saying it, that woman shot his ass.
That's right. Now, this week on the poll, as our Men's Room World Tour, stop number two, again, opening day, Pioneer Tacos and Tequilas at 2 o'clock down on Occidental. Tons of tacos, tons of tequila, Men's Room IPA on tap. A baseball-themed Men's Room poll. Now, I would have to think that one of the hardest jobs and one of the hardest and most more fun things to do as far as being a Major League Baseball player is to be asked the question, from the organization, what do you want your walk-up music to be. Mm-hmm. And the more I thought about this, it might take me 2 or 3 days to come up with that song. I mean, like, you think it would be easy, but just think when someone asks you something like, what is your favorite song of all time? What is your favorite band of all time? These are difficult questions. If
you'll give an answer, and then within 5 seconds, you'll add 15 more answers.
Right.
I feel like in the major leagues now, they let them update the song.
I think that's good, but I would still, like, my first thought, because, look, either you want to be funny or you want to be intimidating or whatever it is you're trying to do with your walk-up. Like, my first thought would be Shaft, right? Great tune. Everyone knows it. The problem is, as a walk-up song, the beginning of that song is probably 2.5 minutes before there's any singing.
You'd have to have it queued up.
No, you know, you queue it up to the right spot.
Would you just start with Shad?
You don't want
But it's I would, that's where I'm torn, because the beginning of that tune is kind of awesome. I feel like you kind of walk leaning back. You know what I mean? You walk like you're George Jefferson. That's cool, too.
So, okay, so on the Odyssey app, we've got a Men's Room radio channel. And basically they said pick 25 songs, and we're going to put each of you. So we started out with 100 songs in this channel. Like, we've increased that. There's more songs.
Is that thing still happening?
It's up and operational. But even just picking 25 of your favorite songs or songs that you think people would enjoy was a harder process than I thought.
25 of my favorite songs or 25 songs that I like that people will also enjoy.
Exactly. So I would have to think, although that's a fun assignment, it still would be hard to say, okay, what is that one song? So
one song. And it's going to be tied to you.
Right. Every time you come to the plate, man, the song plays. It's called walk-up music. So today, we have made it easier for you to pick your walk-up song because you have 4 choices of the song you want. And the first one comes from the band known as Ilvis.
What does the fox say?
You will be a hit with the kids. That's for sure.
What does the fox say?
This is massive.
I bet you the fox says, quit playing the song and get my name out of your mouth.
Yeah, but everybody's just looking around. Like, did he pick this?
Damn right he did.
It'd be nice if you could switch it up every game. You know what I mean?
That'd be cool.
At least every home game. Come up with something different. A little bit more fun.
Every game?
Yeah.
I'll give you every series. Every game.
Yeah, you're right. That's a lot of songs.
Okay. All right. What does the fox say? That is from the comic duo known as Ilvis. Your second choice of a walk-up song, that would be from Pink Fong.
Mike is feeling this.
Hey. Somebody from the Mariners for a season did it.
Did they really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I bet their junior jersey sold better in the team store.
Oh, for sure, man.
Than any other jersey.
I didn't realize they had some Basie brother in there. Mm-hmm.
That's Daddy Sharp.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I did not connect that.
That's the one that bit me. Dad Shark.
Baby Shark from the band known as Pink Fong. That is option number 2. Your third option on your walk-up song, that would be from a band known as the Buckwheat Boys.
It's peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time.
I might have to pick this one, man.
Now, the world of Uncrustables.
I mean, I'm a big peanut butter jelly fan, but Ted and I used to work on this.
that's what reminds me
absolutely of. Awful 5-hour-long sports show, right? And so we went from, 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. So we convinced the bosses. We said, look, man, just to give us a break at 8 o'clock, 2 hours into the show, can we get 1 hour to do our thing, right? And they called it the free-for-all, I think.
Free-for-all.
So the two guys we worked with on the show, they would get up and leave and go do their serious stuff. And me, Ted, and this other guy, Sizz, kind of did what we do on this show, just like, let's talk about anything other than our craft. But this essentially was the theme song for when we started.
Correct.
Really? So I got it.
Peanut butter jelly jam.
Somehow it worked. So I got a soft spot for this.
This is really inside baseball. But Miles, I used to play this off a cart.
Oh, really? Cool. Yeah. All right. They are the
peanut butter jelly jam. Let's go.
They are the Buckwheat Boys and peanut butter jelly. Your fourth option on your walk-up tune would be from Whitney Houston.
Get my cuts in.
Come up smooth swinging.
Yeah. I mean, same thing, right? Like, you're warming up and everything. I just think this would freak out the pitcher. Like, what's wrong with this guy?
This guy doesn't care. Yeah, he does not care. He's coming up to Whitney Houston.
Okay, but at the same time, if this is my song, I want somebody attentive up at the top. Because I saw Ted doing it, and it would be awesome if they could pay attention. You crack one, and you just explode off that bat, and it goes straight for outside. I want you to imagine here for a second, okay? Bottom of the ninth. 3-2. You're ready to go. Bases are stacked. We're down by one. Here we go. Pitch comes in. Crack off the bat. And off it goes.
I mean, that would be a walk-off.
You're gonna play it when you're coming on deck, man.
Off the track. Yeah. The wall. Goodbye, baseball.
And they've already heard it once before.
The place would go absolutely
nuts.
That
would be insulting and awesome.
Damn right.
And like, now up for the Mariners. First baseman, Mike Hawk.
I'm telling you, man, I'm feeling it.
I'd be chill. I'd be relaxed.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go, baby.
I know. Old school. Big chaw in. I come up to this song. Got my beach nut in. It's all over my jersey. There's freaking pine tar on my butt. Not too much on my back.
Vaseline.
And just look at the picture and you say, I'm always loving you.
Right. Throw it in here. I can't wait to love you.
So today, our men's room poll, you will pick a walk-up song. Will it be What Does the Fox Say, Baby Shark, Peanut Butter Jelly, or I Will Always Love You? If you vote now, you can follow us on X at Men's Room Live. We'll take a break and come back with a game known as Big Dummy Net.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Next.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK from the Pinkies Plumbing Studio. You're in the men's room.
And away we go. The game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK. Steve, who is our first contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Tom, sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
All right, Tom, welcome to Big Dummy.
Okay, Tom, men's room poll this week. You're going to pick a walk-up song. Will it be What Does the Fox Say, Baby Shark, Peanut Butter Jelly, or I Will Always Love You?
I'm going to have to say peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter
All
jelly.
Right.
Fine choice, Tom. I like it. All right, Tom, here is your question. What 2021 film starring Will Smith tells the story of Richard Williams, the father of both Venus and Serena?
Oh, I think it was called King Richard.
Boom. One and done, Tom.
All right, Tom, before we let you go, 50-50 question for you. True or false? Cornhole is the most played sport in the United States.
I'm going to say true.
It is.
Oh,
I'd almost guess pickleball at this point.
Cornhole is number one as far as everyone playing it. That's followed by bowling, swimming, and then golf.
I'll be damned.
Yeah, those are your top four right now.
I never would have guessed any of those in the top four.
Maybe bowling. Yeah, the other three. Because golf, a lot of people play it, but not everyone I know plays it. Yeah. Almost everyone I know can swim, but I don't know a lot of people that just go swimming. Maybe because we're in Seattle, it's a little cooler.
Yeah, same with bowling. I mean, we have a handful of places.
Everyone likes the bowl, you know? But you don't go all the time. But yeah.
Davis Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Chris, are you on team sober or team not sober?
Unfortunately, sober. Got to work better.
Okay. All right, Chris, welcome to Big Dummy. Men's room poll, pick a walk-up song. Will it be?
Peanut butter jelly time, man.
Peanut butter jelly time.
Way yes, way yes, way yes.
Is this going to be a runaway today?
It might be. All right, Chris. Your question, The Simpsons is a spinoff of what TV show? Like it was just...
Oh, I don't know. Jetsons?
The Jetsons.
Tracy Ullman.
Yes, indeed. The Tracy Ullman Show. All right, Chris. Your question. What empire arose in the Peruvian highlands in 12,000 A.D.? The Peruvian highlands.
Oh, man.
I feel like it's one of three, and Ted, you got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Roman Empire?
Oh, man. Way off.
What was the guess?
He said Roman. Is it Incan?
It is, in fact, the stinking Incan Empire.
Had to be that or the Mayan. I didn't know how far south.
You got Aztec, the Mayan, and Inca. Like, to me, like, okay, if you're talking South America, those are the big three. Not sure which is which. By the way, somebody here says cornhole is a hobby, not a sport. You are incorrect, sir.
No, they get college scholarships.
It is 100% a sport. People get paid to play that.
It's okay. Absolutely a sport.
It's on pro league. Right. Miles is right. People get scholarships for it.
My kid's playing volleyball. He is not getting paid for it, but it is still a sport. Mm-hmm.
He's an amateur volleyballist.
Yes, he is an amateur. But actually, I don't know, because I'm paying for him to do it. So does that make him professional?
No, that makes you
a sucker.
I'm a professional sucker. Yeah. Sorry. He's an amateur volleyball player. Go figure.
God, that is a racket.
Look.
The travel teams. I'm just saying, overall, just I'm an old school person. Just, I don't know. It's crazy.
And it is, and it's not. Because my wife, as a quick aside here, so we've signed him up for the volleyball league. He loves it. He does exceptionally well there. I'm like, God damn, this cost a lot. So... they practiced for 4 months. And I'm like, do they play games or are we paying for them to practice? So then in January, we flew down to Austin, Texas for his first tournament. Your money is well spent. I'm assuming because everyone that's there has paid into this thing. But the way they organized it, the way they did this thing, the way they executed it, the number of people and kids.
They do a good. I'm just saying, like, when I grew up, like, you played for your school. You played for your little area or whatever. Yeah. Then there was, like, these select teams.
That's basically what he's on. Yeah.
Right. Now I feel like it's gotten to the point where if you're any decent at a sport, it's like, well, you got to play travel ball.
You got to play select. Yep. Got to play select.
And all year.
And all of the parents recruit you, man. That's the whole thing. Yeah. So he was playing for his school. Then a couple of teachers that played volleyball, like, hey, man, you should sign him up for this thing. I'm like, yeah. I'm glad I've done it, but there's other sports I'm glad he does not play. To the soccer families and baseball families in particular, I feel for you, man.
Yeah.
Because they're gone all the time.
Correct.
All the time. All right, Chris, shut up.
Long-term investment.
It is a long-term investment, but, you know, he enjoys it, and I get to travel, so why the hell not? All right, here's your question. What company produced the Pentium processor?
Intel.
Got it. Nice job, Chris.
That's the only thing I can think of that I know that Intel makes. They always do the dum 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 dum, whatever the little sound.
Well, they've got it inside.
Yeah, there you go. Intel, yeah.
That's what I name my penis.
Intel.
Get a Dell, dude.
Dummy!
Whatever happened to Dell, dude?
I don't know.
Everybody liked him, and then he just disappeared. Hello, Sean. Welcome to the men's room.
Boo, bitches.
Boo. Sean, sober or not sober?
Sober. I'm driving right now.
All right, Sean. Welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll. Pick a walk-up song. What does the fox say? Baby Shark, Peanut Butter Jelly, or I Will Always Love You?
I'm going with Baby Shark just because I know for a fact that it would annoy every parent at a ballpark with a kid.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Who is the quote-unquote artist behind this?
Oh, this would be Pink Fong.
Pink Fong. Okay.
Somebody made a good point on here. Mari on Twitter was saying that Geraldo Pereira, outfielder for the Nationals in 2019. This was his walk-up song.
That's exactly
they
what
won
I was
the title.
For.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Oh, all right. Maybe you got some good luck there, Sean. All right. Here's your question. Which Canadian province produces the most maple syrup?
I'm going to say Ontario.
That would have been my guess.
I'll say Quebec.
It is Quebec.
I was thinking BC. They got a lot of forest area up there.
Yeah, but it's different.
Okay. You gotta hear from the East Coast for whatever. I don't know why.
I don't either.
But probably all still evergreens up there.
Well, exactly. It's just the difference in the trees.
All right, your question. What is the NATO phonetic alphabet word for the letter Q?
I used to know it. I don't remember it now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is it a famous band? Damn.
That's a good guess, though.
Is it part of Race Weekend?
No. Any guesses?
I don't know. I got nothing.
You know what? This is really going to piss you off, all right? Because you used to know it, and then you forgot. It's the same answer to the Canadian province that produces the most maple syrup, Quebec.
It is Quebec,
okay. Yeah.
There's a number of those that are actually just places.
There's what?
There's Lima, I know, is on there. Hotel, I suppose, could count as a place.
I don't even know A and B. Bravo. Bravo's
Alpha,
B.
Alpha, Bravo, Charlie. Delta. Echo, Foxtrot. G. Somebody's yelling at us right now.
Golly? How about gosh?
Golly.
For you, Mike, gosh dang it. That's what it is. It is now gosh dang it when you get to the
grunt?
No, I have no idea.
Wow, none of us have been in the service. Mm-hmm.
That's a good point. All right, Sean, your question. The spice paprika is made from what?
Spice paprika is made from...
Tettle contested. There's no difference between this one and any other one.
Mm-hmm.
Chilies?
What's that?
Chilies?
Oh, made from green peppers. Red peppers, when they turn red.
I swear.
Or sweet red peppers, if you want to be technical.
I swear I thought there was no difference in them. Apparently, I'm wrong. Just eat them.
Just eat them. They're good.
But I like the yellow ones.
You're yellow.
I'm better green.
All right.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't like red or yellow peppers?
I like the red ones and the green ones. I don't like the orange and the yellow ones.
Really?
Yeah, they're too sweet.
Okay. Yeah. I like them sweet.
Good, though.
All right, Sean, your question. In 1965, a Charlie Brown Christmas debuted on what television network?
CBS.
You got it.
Nice job. Game is Big W. Yes.
Sorry. What do you think the G is in the NATO phonetic alphabet? Miles, you should know more than anyone in this room.
Gary?
Golf.
No way.
But I'm not sure if it's golf with a U or golf with a no.
No, it's golf with an O.
Is it? It is the sweet golf. Yep. Okay.
Cool.
Now you like it.
Yeah, I do.
That's what they should rename it. The Golf of America.
Oh, yeah. G-O-L-F.
Well, you got Florida. All this
But then we fill the whole thing and put green.
Man.
Yeah.
If we're changing the names, change the name.
In the course down there, too, so we could just...
Oh, yeah.
Right into the Gulf of America.
We're thinking. Hello, Scott. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Scott, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Scott.
All right, Scott, welcome to Big Dummy.
Okay, our men's room poll. Pick your walk-up song. Will it be What Does the Fox Say? Baby Shark, Peanut Butter Jelly, or I Will Always Love You?
I would have to go with What Does the Fox Say?
What does the fox say?
Scott, I have to ask, why? I love this.
No.
I think this would be my pick.
I never really heard the song when it was quote-unquote popular, and it kind of amuses me, so... But the real answer would be Moon Age Daydream by David Bowie. So,
okay.
That's an odd call.
Don't know that there's a lot of David Bowie walk-up songs. Yeah. It might be the first.
No, I know, but you should listen to the first little bit of that song, and you'll see why. But
okay.
Just walk up to the Fox song, dude. You're overcomplicated.
All right, Scott, here's a question. What was the name of Vince Vaughn's gym in the movie Dodgeball?
Yeah. Regular Joe's?
Average Joe's. Average Joe's.
Oh,
do you remember the other one?
I don't.
Globo Gym.
Yeah.
Cobras.
All right. Multiple choice. Pet Rocks, Chia Pets, Lava Lamps, or Sea Monkeys? Which novelty made inventor Gary Droll a millionaire in 1975?
That would be Pet Rock.
Wow. Rock.
Pet Rock.
You said that with such confidence.
I've never had a Pet Rock. The only chia pet I ever had was the Obama chia head that we had here, but the seeds didn't grow right, so they looked like cornrows.
Damn.
Never had a lot. Seriously, dude, it did. I'm like, people are going to
they
think
were,
we're being offensive.
It was sliding off his head, too.
It was.
Yeah, well, it's left in an office.
Lava lamp, never had one. Sea monkeys.
I've got one to this day.
I did have sea monkeys for a hot minute.
I did have a lava lamp. It was a Heinz ketchup bottle.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So it was just red lava.
Yeah.
Heck
yeah. You still have your lava lamp?
I do. It's my mom's.
It's at your mom's.
It's an original. I mean, like, it is. No, I've got it. It's an original. It's got, like, the moons and the stars.
You ever plug it in or whatever you got to do?
Oh, yeah, it works.
All right.
It's totally functional.
All the lava discolored now? Is it completely different?
No, it looks good. It's just the fact that I'm afraid I'm going to burn my house down and, like, fall asleep with the damn thing on.
That's not a bad call.
Very rarely.
I think they probably make them now that are safer.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. Not have one of those.
I have one from the 60s.
I also, just public service announcement. If you live with your parents, don't get a lava lamp. You might as well just walk in the kitchen and tell them you started smoking weed.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Just, I'm saying, we had one growing up. So my sister got one. And like 2 weeks later, my mom was like, what are these? Like, well, the weed pipes.
Yeah.
Or at least she has the goddamn lava lamp.
You know those dancing bears are about?
The glow-in-the-dark poster, Mom? Come on.
Hello, Joseph. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Joseph, sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right, Joseph, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, you're going to pick a walk-up song there on our men's room poll. Are you taking What Does the Fox Say, Baby Shark, Peanut Butter Jelly, or I Will Always Love You?
I'll have to go I Will Always Love You.
Nice.
As Joseph takes the plate to deep line ball to center field. All right, Joseph, here is your question. In what year did the American Revolutionary War end?
We're going to start the
Revolutionary War.
Revolutionary
War.
84?
Close. 1783. 83. So we declared independence. England took another 7 years to give a rat's F about that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So why is the bicentennial then 76?
Because we officially declared our independence.
Right.
Right.
So England's still fighting. We're like, that's cool. We'll fight you. But right. Now you're fighting the United States.
That date, not
right. You're not fighting the colonies anymore. Right. You're fighting the U.S.
Okay.
So suck
correct.
On that.
Mm-hmm.
They actually said suck on that. If you look close at the original document, yeah, it ends with suck on that. Signed by John Hancock.
Suck on that, isn't it?
That's basically what he did.
Suck on it. Yeah, he was hammered and wrote his name really big because he wanted the king to see his signature. And I would say the next morning, like, hey, dude, you know you signed your signature like really, really big. Like, oh, Christ.
Dude, you traced your D on the back of it, man. How hammered were you?
Dude, don't sweat it. All right? Nobody will remember like 10 years from now.
No one.
You're fine, man. Don't sweat it. 200-some years later, they're not still going to be talking about it.
It'll be lost to history, bro. It's all good.
How is John out signing his signature big again? You know, he's compensating.
Oh,
Jesus,
damn.
Mrs. Hancock.
Could never take a check from the guy.
I wish everything was that big.
John.
All right, Joseph, your question. What is the only bird to be honored by its own year on the Chinese calendar?
Rooster.
Got it.
Actually, it is, depending where you go, they also call it the Year of the Cock. We are at a Chinese restaurant year. I'm like 15, right? And so we went to a Chinese restaurant. On the menu, on the perimeter, they went through all 12 years. You know, dragon, monkey, whatever. 1969, it said the Year of the Cock. And my mom just looked at me and said, that explains so much.
Yeah.
Like,
thanks,
thank
mom.
You.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Dummy!
Hello, Brian. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey there.
Hola.
Brian, are you on team sober or team not sober?
Not sober.
Are you drinking a men's room IPA, Brian?
Negative. I'm having a nice Rainier.
Oh, Rainier. All right. Very good. All right,
just
Brian.
One?
Yeah. You can't have just one Rainier.
It's a 400-ounce can.
All right, Brian, what's your walk-up song? What does the fox say, Baby Shark, Peanut Butter Jelly, or I Will Always Love You?
Peanut Butter Jelly.
There you go.
All right, Brian. Your question, what mythological creature was the longtime mascot for ExxonMobil?
Pegasus.
One right. And done. The drunk man gets it. Hang on, before nice we job. Let you go, true or false question for you. We know that Neil Armstrong was the first man to walk on the moon. True or false, Neil Armstrong was also the first man to pee on the moon.
Oh, man. So if it stays in a suit, is that still on the moon?
Yes, you still peed on the moon, yes.
That's a fair question.
Well, then I'll say yes, true.
It was Buzz Aldrin, the second guy.
Oh, really? But here's he got the thing. That. Here's I'm peeing first if you're stepping out.
But here's the thing. They had, so inside of the astronaut suit, there's a special thing for you to handle your business, so to speak. All right. So Buzz pees, then has the radio down to Houston to say, hey, man, the bag that's supposed to collect this broke. It all collected in his boot.
Oh, no.
So just keep in mind, when you see a picture of Buzz Aldrin on the moon, like, he's got a boot full of pee.
So if his footprint is still up there, that's a urine-soaked footprint up there.
That is a urine-soaked footprint.
And I would also contest, I'm sorry, unless you actually whip it out and do it, which I know you can't do in space right now. You can't do it.
You can.
But
that'd be a dumb way to die.
Until it lands on the moon, you did not pee on the moon.
Okay.
I'm going to stand by that.
Hey, real quick, we were talking about the phonetic NATO alphabet.
Oh, yeah.
So someone sent it in for. So it's Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta, Golf, Hotel, India, Juliet, Kilo, Lima, Mike,
yeah.
November, Oscar, Papa, Romeo, Sierra, Tango, Uniform, Victory, Whiskey, X-Ray, Yankee, and...
Zebra.
Zulu.
Zulu. Right, Zulu.
There you go.
I also love how two of those things are related to me right back to back. Mike in November. My birthday's in November.
Aren't you
important? I always took pride in that.
I know
stupid,
that.
But I did.
Yeah. I know that because I talk it in this computer.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Mike November.
He'll be Mike till November.
That's
He'll be
right.
Mike till
yeah,
November.
Yeah.
That's right there.
More Big Timmy coming up, 206-803-ROCK.